Hello.
Hello, good morning. This is Rangel from Family First. Am I speaking with Joan Molitor?
Who is this?
This is Rangel from Family First.
Family first.
Yes. I
Okay.
received a message that you would like a call back.
Are you
Tell
a
me, what happened?
supervisor?
Yeah.
I want to know why Helen didn't get paid from the fourth.
From the fourth.
She
Okay.
started on the fourth.
Okay, let me see when she was complying. It's a new case, right? Hold on.
Somebody made a mistake.
Well, yes, I can see here the caregiver was compliant on July the 9th because the I-9, W-4, and direct deposit were received on the 7th. So she was ready to start on July the 9th.
No, that's wrong. She
Yes,
started on
ma'am.
the fourth.
I mean, she started on the 4th with you, but she wasn't compliant until the 9th. That's what I mean.
I don't understand.
Yes, ma'am. She completed all her paperwork on July the 7th, so she started complying on July the 9th. So she got paid from July the 9th.
What about from the fourth? The day she worked.
She worked from the 4th?
Yes.
But yes, ma'am, but I mean, she was complying until July the 9th.
Well, they made a mistake. What I'm trying to tell you.
Ma'am, but the documentation from her was received on July the 7th. It was after July the 4th.
Listen to me. Somebody made a mistake with their paperwork. Because she started working here on the fourth. And she should be paid from the fourth.
Well, ma'am, I can escalate the case to see if she can get paid, but I cannot guarantee you that she get paid for that because she was
Well,
compliant
why
until
wouldn't she
July the
get
9th.
paid if she works those days?
Yes, ma'am, I'm
What the
telling you
hell are
she
you doing?
was complying until July the 9th. I cannot guarantee you that she got paid, but I'm gonna escalate the case even though that's okay. I recommend you to call your service coordinator so your service coordinator can follow up as well with that.
What?
I recommend you to
Who?
also call your service coordinator from your insurance.
I don't understand.
Yes, ma'am. She was compliant until July the 9th, so she got paid from July the 9th until now.
Why wasn't this done from the fourth?
Ma'am, because she wasn't compliant.
Helen.
She was missing some paperwork.
Because she was missing paperwork.
Yeah. She was fully compliant. We received all her paperwork until July the 9th, so she got paid from July the 9th.
You didn't get all your paperwork.
No, number three started to the paperwork.
She started the paperwork on the third.
The third, let me
Number
see.
four, yeah, number three, and the 31 pages of paperwork.
Yeah. On the third, you finished?
Yes, number three, yes.
She started it
Well,
on the third.
I can see here that she was missing on July the 7th the I-9, W-4, and the direct deposit. I can escalate the case as I'm telling you, but yeah.
I don't understand what you're saying.
And I can escalate the case, all right? So
What are
we
you
can
going
see
to
if she can get paid because she was compliant until July the
Well, let me
9th.
tell you something. If you don't pay her, I'm going to look for another place then. I'm not going to be with your company.
I may completely
But
understand you, but yeah, she was fully
you need to
compliant on
find a
July the
lawyer
9th.
like that. This is ridiculous.
Well, man, I completely understand you. I'm gonna escalate the
No,
case
you
even though.
don't understand. The only person who understands is the person who's working and not getting paid.
I get you, ma'am, but all the information on all the paperwork was received until July the 7th, so she was compliant until July the 9th.
I don't care what that paperwork says. She started on the fourth.
Yeah, ma'am, but
And you
the
better fix
caregivers need
it.
to be compliant to start working. so they can get paid for that. So she was fully compliant on July the 9th, and she got paid from July the 9th.
Excuse me, supervisor. I want to know, joining his case manager, tell me, at number four, before I work with ACS, the company, give me number three, finish it. Then number four, start your company. Then the case manager tell me too. Then at number three, finish the paper. I force the page, paperwork. You send me, your company is Sean's company pay me. Is not your company pay me. Why? Your company not want to do anything, paper, do right. Sean's company pay me. Your company can get money too.
Man.
I don't know why.
Man. Here in the system is saying that you complete your paperwork until July the 7th. I can escalate the case to see if there was an error, but until they confirm, I cannot guarantee you that you get paid for those days.
Because it's forced, I do, Dana, you can ask Dana. I do the paperwork. You talk about other paperwork is probably the case manager, yes.
I'm going to escalate the case to see what happened with your paperwork. If we receive it on July the 3rd, we can pay you. We can receive your timesheet for July the 4th and so on. But until we receive the confirmation, we cannot receive the timesheets, okay?
Yeah, you need you are supervisor. You need a fix for somebody, worker, for a people, worker.
I'm going to
you
escalate
don't
have
the trouble.
Case.
Yeah, please. You need your help because 5 days is not 1 day. They ask, I get pay. Your company get pay too. I don't want to make more problem, make a big problem.
I know. I understand, man. So let me escalate the case and see what happened with your paperwork, all right?
Yeah, please. You can, if you need to talk to Huffy Sean's case manager, I can give your phone number. You talk to her too. She did tell me too. She said she sent the paper for number four so that. She told me too.
Well, let me try to
contact. Yes, I can give you phone number for you. Give the case manager phone number for you. Let's make it right together. Your company can make money. Then I can get money too because I already work every day. It's 5 days.
I understand you, but we pay the caregivers until they are compliant.
Yeah.
So let me escalate the case and see what happened with your paperwork, okay?
Okay, you need me to give you case manager phone number. I can give you her phone case manager phone number. You can talk to her.
No,
she's
I know. The service coordinator, it was already escalated to the service coordinator. Okay.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What did you say?
Yeah, that it was already escalated to the service coordinator and the insurance.
I don't know what you're saying. Say it again.
The case was already escalated to the service coordinator in your insurance. Okay?
I don't understand.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you talk to her, the service coordinator?
Yes, we already escalated the case, okay?
What do you mean you already?
That we already advised that the caregiver started working on July the 4th and she hasn't been paid from those days.
Oh, she told you that she started on the 4th?
We called her. We called the service coordinator. We advised the service coordinator that the caregiver started working on July the 4th. So we can see what we can do for her to get paid, okay?
Please do this in a hurry.
Yes, ma'am.
This is not right.
But,
this is not
yes, ma'am,
right.
But I can't. As I'm telling you, we need a confirmation from them so we can pay the caregiver, okay? So let me escalate the case. We will back to you and the caregiver.
Are you going to call me back?
Yes. Well, once it is resolved, we can return you the call. Okay. So thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.